You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. In Israel, every citizen has to take part in military service, but if you're a virtuoso cellist like Yoan Ner, you might not find yourself on the front lines of Gaza.
Yes, I was a regular soldier, did a basic training for 2 months, and after that I would just start playing in bases all around the country. Actually, I really struggle to play classical music in front of soldiers, you know, because that's not the typical music that they hear and they want to hear. So we actually had to arrange like popular Israeli songs for a string quartet, and they were singing with us, you know. It was a cultural experience for them.
Imagine their cultural experience if they'd heard Yoan Ner playing his current music, building cello orchestras from the ground up live. Despite the faint mustache, Yoan Ner is boyishly handsome with soulful brown eyes and long, wavy, dark brown hair. As he sits in the Echo sound booth with his cello, he looks more like a young pop star than a soldier. And he does play pop music, recording and performing with artists like Rufus Wainwright and especially singer-songwriter Regina Spektor.
On record, you cannot really hear like, oh, this is Yoan's cello. Because it's all produced, you know, and sometimes there's many instruments at the same time, so you can't really, like, there's no, like, a spot. But one song when we play a show, it's a ballad for a politician. It's a song that it's only me and her who play on stage, and you can really hear the resonance.
You love so deep, so tender, your people and your land. You love till they can't recall who they are again.
For his own music, Yoan Ner takes a different approach when he began with French-Israeli singer Yael Naim.
Yeah, I started my cello orchestra concept in her first album called Yael Naim. And we wanted to create like a string sound from the cello, and we started duplicating tracks. So all the strings came from one instrument, the cello, and it sounds like an orchestra, but that's the thing, it's only me playing in there.
Yoan Ner brought this concept into his own music, first with his 2013 album, Suspended Hours, and then his 2014 release, The Next Dream. He recorded most of it at Cello Man Studios in New York, where he lives. Is Cello Man Studios, is that your bedroom?
Yeah. You got it right. Yeah, it's a one-bedroom apartment with my wife, and we both create our music over there. We created 3 albums there in this apartment.
You never know what to hear, the orchestral expanse that Ner creates. Now in his mid-30s, Yoan Ner is the sum of his influences, which stretch from India through the Middle Eastern diaspora and into Europe.
I guess, you know, I'm from the Middle East, so there's a lot of influences, a lot of music that I was exposed when I was a young kid, such as Umm Kulthum, you know, from the other side, Bartok, but still Oriental, European, Eastern. So it's a combination. All about my music is a combination of everything. Everything that I was inspired and influences from.
Among the everything is Jimi Hendrix.
Hey.
I started listening to Jimi Hendrix music probably like 4 or 5 years ago, and there is something that attracts me in his music, in his actually playing. Very sincere, very authentic, and that's what I'm looking when I'm listening to music. I'm looking for the authentic feeling, you know. Not somebody that's trying to impress me. Somebody who's trying to tell me a story. That's the most attractive thing in his music.
You can hear that influence with the wah-wah pedal used on Nir's song, Time Is Up. Like so many younger cellists, Johan Nir is plugged in and looped. He recreates his recorded sound live using looping pedals so he can layer his cello lines.
I mean, the looping is a natural part of it, you know, because even when you're trying to analyze like songs of other artists, you know, it's in a way it's a loop, because it's maybe a 2-3 chord progression that repeats itself. So you can create a loop from that. But in my music, it's sometimes changing every 10 seconds, different chord. So you can't really record it from A to B and then it repeats itself, because it will sound the same, but the music is not the same. It always develops.
Johan Nir is going in a direction that's far from his classical roots, but he says he never thought he was going to be the next Rostropovich anyway.
It's hard to be the next Rostropovich, but the next Johan Nir, that's what I was trying, I'm still trying to be, you know. I'm trying to create my own unique voice, my own unique playing.
Johan Nir's latest album is The Next Dream. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, ECHOES.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.